a part of the show. Call in and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
That was very good timing, Jesse, as I went from the air studio to the conference studio. As I had to snag a quick picture.
I was impressed. It's good thing you wore
Mighty Bob Parkus.
Good thing you wore your jogging suit. That worked out.
And we want to thank Bob for coming in and chatting. Like you said, a guy who normally he had a bunch of paperwork here piled up, but he has all that stuff at his ready to be able to, share his opinion and back up his opinion with stuff that he's collected.
Wealth of information, I can say it.
Especially if it's stackable. Yes, and right here in front of us. Joining us here for the first time as a state rep elect. That, of course, will change on January
4th.
That is the voice of Joan Moschino. She is your state rep in the 3rd Plymouth District. Congrats.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
What has it been like?
My gosh. the election.
Where do you begin?
First of all, thank you for having me in. And happy holidays. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
How was yours?
Oh, it was lovely. Lovely. It was actually nice to spend time with family after the craziness and the hecticness of the campaign. And my husband and I snuck away afterwards for a little vacation.
Nice.
To spend some time together. And then it was nice to come back and spend some family time around the table for turkey. It was great.
Well, you get to rest now because you say campaign, but it was technically campaigns.
So
it was a busy year for you this year.
For me, it was 4 campaigns in 8 months?
Yeah.
Because we started campaigning for the special election for the Senate seat January 4.
Right.
And that was a whirlwind. Oh my God. That was nine intense weeks. So the race for state rep actually felt a little bit more paced, and it was fun. We had a lot of fun with this one, knocking doors all summer and meeting tons of people. So it was good. We really enjoyed it, and it was a good process for us.
You never okay. Going to my.
He's laughing at me because he's thinking I'm crazy.
I'm like, how do you do that?
I had a good team. I have to say, the nice part about the state Senate race was, well, they were great candidates. So my opponents in the primary was Paul Gannon, who was professional and cordial, and is just a great guy. And we had good discussions, on topic and on issues. And people kind of rallied around when they start hearing what you're about and what you're interested in. And so the team grew pretty exponentially over that race. So even though it was a loss, I lost that race, it was still a big win because, we had a lot of experience under our belt and my team really sort of came together and gelled. And we were always looking ahead to November. We didn't anticipate it would be the state rep race in November, but those opportunities present themselves and we jumped on it. So the team really came together, and by the end, everyone's friends and excited to work together, and it was a good experience.
Well, you were part of something that was very unprecedented, and that was you won the party nomination for state Senate. This was for in September.
Yes.
And then you were part of a write-in campaign, and there were 4 candidates.
5.
Was it 5? Oh, that's right.
Remember,
there was 5.
Kerry Thompson was running for the United Independent Party as well.
And so 5 people doing a write-in, and that was something that we've never seen before. But you were fortunate. You came out of that, and so you were like going, all right, well, I'm not going to run for state Senate.
Right.
I'm running. I'm going to put me on the November ballot as the state rep. And you were successful.
We went door to door, and I explained it to every single person. We probably had we knocked maybe 3,000 doors. I did probably 2/3, 70% of that myself. And we just went door to door, and we said, hi, I'm Joan. It's a write-in campaign. I really do want to be your state rep. Please vote for me. And had a dialogue from there, and bless their hearts, 2,000 people came out and actually cast a ballot in the primary, which was tremendous.
But you were no stranger in that neck of the woods. I mean, you're known as, you were a former Hull select woman, right?
Yes, for 6 years.
For 6 years, so I mean, it's not like you disappeared. Here you are, you're running and you're looking for higher office. Now that you have successfully been elected, Now, well, what are you doing to get ready? I mean, being a freshman, yes. going up to the State House. Yes. Oh, boy.
It's exciting. So it's actually been a good process. So the Speaker's office reached out immediately to the freshmen and the minority leader, Brad Jones, and they had us to dinner, introduced not so much us to them and them to us, but the class. There's 12 of us coming in together, which was really nice. And people have been, a lot of the different state reps have reached out, cell phone, call me, whatever you need, whatever advice, I'll take you to lunch. So just generally, they have been very, very encouraging and welcoming. You know, the clerk's office is already contacting us about, you know, what we need to do. And they're having, I guess, an orientation is what you'd call it. But it's 2 days on how to be a state rep. So it's how to deal with the press. No, I'm kidding. Well, it is. But how to file a bill. How to file a bill. You know, so they're actually, you know, they're going to give us a little how-to, which
a little
is
a tutorial. Yep.
Tutorial. But it's mostly to get each of us to get to know each other and to start to meet, you know, people in the committee and the caucuses and the leadership. Because, you know, we've talked about this before. It's about building relationships and building consensus around topics and ideas and moving things forward. So it's been a lot of fun. Also been hearing a lot from different groups. I was just reading an email from someone who deals with pesticides, and there's like a whole board on this, and if I need a resource. And so people have really reached out very substantive ways, which has been really nice. It's been really great.
Any goals that you're looking forward to in your freshman year, or any particular issues that you want to go after?
Well, so you know that climate change and sea level rise and the environment has always been one that's been important to me. So I'm starting to, and that'll be a committee that I'll ask to be on. We get to request. They said give 3 top things that you'd like to be on, and then of course they'll just put us on wherever they're gonna put us on. But I will happily serve on any committee that they put me on. But I'll indicate my preferences, and that will be one that I think is important to our district, especially around you know, the sea level rise and storm responses and foreshore protection. So I'm looking to see if I can't work in that space and maybe file some bills in that space. And I've started researching who filed some of those bills last time around and who might be a partner and who might educate me on things like that. But that'll be one of the first ones that I'll look to do. So
excellent. Yeah. So you're getting a little legislative footprint as far as the workings within the halls and how it goes.
Yeah, I'll try. I mean, that's my goal is. And it's, you know, it's about, well, I'll start with all the town managers and the selectmen, the chairs of the Board of Selectmen. I've already started reaching out a little bit to find out what their priorities are. I heard coming drawing the drive up here, you mentioned Cohasset has a town meeting tonight. They're doing master planning. So really get with Chris Senior and find out how I can be of use to the selectmen and to the town manager around things like that. Hull has been doing a lot of economic development. There have been a lot of small bits and pieces that they've been steadily putting in place over the past few years. So I'll, you know, meet with their HRA board, with the town manager, with their selectmen. And I was already on a call with Senator O'Connor talking about DCR and swapping some land so that they can go ahead and develop it. So those kinds of initiatives. And I haven't met with Hingham yet, but I'll give, you know, Ted a call and we'll get in there and see how we can be, how my office, how I can be of use to them, especially around, you know, local aid and things like that initially. And then we'll start filling our ways out for some of the bills. And I actually need to get with Garrett Bradley's former staff to see what was, if there was any carryovers and see if there's any transition that I'll need to do as well. So, but his, you know, he's been terrific, and his former chief of staff is actually in the district. She works for Rep. Cantwell, Gigi Maracci. So we'll get with her and see what there is for transitioning and things like that on any open issues. So, yeah, it's
fine. Who do you seem to be of the South Shore state reps? Are you gravitating towards any of them in particular as to, you know, for advice, or that you'll be looking forward to working with? I mean, is there anyone in particular, or is it the whole group in, as a whole?
Well, I think it's a strong group. So I'd be looking forward to working with the whole. I happen to know Rep Cantwell pretty well because he was a state rep during my tenure as a selectman, and I've been on the board of MAPC for quite a long time, working a lot of the sustainability initiatives that he's been pushing forward for Scituate and Marshfield. So I know him well, and he's been a wonderful, just very forthright with his advice and very generous with his time with me. So I'll definitely be looking to Rep Cantwell. And I know Rep Cutler, he was a health selectman a while ago. And right. So he's someone else that I'm going to be having lunch with soon and just chatting about the initiatives. I also know, not quite as well, but I do know Rep Murphy, Jamie Murphy, mm-hmm. In Weymouth. And so Rep Cantwell, I have one piece of Scituate, one district, North Scituate. So I envision we'll be working closely together on those and any initiatives that arise out of that. And then Rep Murphy has one piece of Hingham as well, District 2. So I would envision I'd be working with him. But I'm looking forward to, you know, to meeting Rep Coulter and DeCoste and, you know, the different ones that are here. So I'll be reaching out to them soon to say hello and introduce myself. And
we were talking a little bit about ballot questions, and one of the ballot questions we were talking about that passed was the recreational marijuana.
Oh, yes, I heard the discussion when I was driving in. That was great.
Well, as I set up the conversation with Bob, I mean, I wanted to talk to Bob about the South Shore, you know, what took place on November 8th, his thoughts, and if he wanted to throw anything in about the presidential race and stuff like that, he could, and he kind of gravitated towards that. So it was interesting. Jesse, did you have something you wanted to...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I wanted to bring back up this... I was hoping you'd go back to this subject, because I wanted to bring this up, because the guy who texted you had alluded to that being wrong. I was wrong about one thing. It wasn't Colorado. It was a study done in Washington State where it was also legalized. But it says, according to Washington State Marijuana Impact Report, the incidence of marijuana-impaired driving are increasing dramatically. Fatal driving accidents have risen 122% since it's been legalized. So I was right, but I was wrong about the location.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
But it was an interesting discussion that he was putting forward. You know, I've personally voted no. I just felt that I was hearing so much about the opiate addiction crisis. And, you know, in the context of hearing people pulling me aside privately or asking publicly questions and the initiatives that each of the towns and the district have been putting forward, I just felt like it sent a terrible public health message to be voting yes. From my perspective as an individual. But the Commonwealth's spoken, so we'll deal. You know, I felt they had already done the most important thing, which was to decriminalize, possession and use. So from my perspective, they had already taken care of the most important thing. We shouldn't be putting people in jail for that. But now it'll be up to the towns, the cities and the towns. They'll have to think about how they, if there's any regulations or how they want to approach it, whether it's, citing these kinds of things. Sometimes they'll put regulations in place about where and hours and things like that. I mean, cities and towns regulate stuff like that. We have good experience in that regard. So it will be interesting to see what the various cities and towns decide to do and how they each individually approach it, whether it be growing it or sale of it, or, it'll be interesting.
One of the other ballot questions, which was interesting, and it seemed like a lot of money came in to both sides, and that was charter schools.
Oh, yes.
What was your thought as far as on that goes, how that goes, and how that might, what effects we might see with the governor's budget come the beginning of the year? Any thoughts?
I was really surprised. I thought it was much closer. Just campaigning, knocking doors, talking to voters every day. I heard probably equally from people, yes or no.
Oh.
I know. So I was actually really surprised that it went down as big as it did. But from my perspective as a former selectman, you know, I think I've expressed this opinion on your show before,
yeah,
that I was very concerned about the funding. And, you know, so from my part, the status quo, I think, works just fine. I mean, we have a fine charter school here in South Shore. South Shore Charter School has been 20 years. It started in Hull, and they do wonderful. They have wonderful educational programs there. So some of them clearly can be very successful. So I think as things stand right now, the status quo is fine. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with the budget. I've been sort of hearing two different things, and I'm hoping that during our orientation, one of those things will be a budget briefing. well, hey,
it's
listen,
important.
You want to be successful, you follow the money.
Oh, sure,
if
definitely.
You don't, if you, as a selectman, if you did not understand your budget and you didn't know what you're spending things on, there's no way to even begin to assess whether you're being successful or whether you're being effective, and you have to know where every penny's being spent. So that'll be something that I will get myself up to speed on pretty quick. But what I'm really hoping is, so I've been hearing kind of two things, you know, the looming 9C cuts versus, you know, we had a strong last quarter. So I'm not sure where that'll head, but, you know, the governor was predicting some budget deficits, and I'm really hoping that they will have a strong commitment to public education, and that they will hold harmless Chapter 70, which is the funding that the schools get from the state on educational. Because at the end of the day, those are your kids, those are our kids, mm-hmm, and we owe them a great public education, whatever form it's in, whether it's in a traditional or a charter school.
State Rep-elect Joan Moschino has been our guest. Do you have anything set up yet if you have your constituents want to get in touch with you? How can they do that?
The best way is by email. So I don't get sworn in until January 4, yes, and at that point, then there'll be an office and an email and a phone number, etc. But right now, just email me at my joanmoschino@gmail.com.
She answers it. That's how I got her on the show.
Yep. JoanMoschino.
Get right back to me.
@gmail.com.
I appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we're going to look forward to having you in on somewhat of a regular basis. You know,
I'd be delighted.
We love having our state reps and state elected officials come on the program to kind of talk about some of the things that they're working on. It gives you kind of a voice.
Well, I think that it also gives people an ability to hear day-to-day what's going on.
Right.
I mean, I think one of the biggest challenges has been transparency in government. And, you know, you get into the work and you get down. Don't let me just get down in the nitty-gritty, because I'm all about the work. You know, make me rise, come out and talk about it, because I love to talk about this stuff, and people should hear about it, and you should know what your state rep's working on. And there's some really great initiatives going on within our district and within the larger state. And I'm always happy to come and talk about that.
Well, you enjoy your holidays.
Thank you. You too.
And have a happy new year if we don't talk to you. And again, Joan Moschino, state rep for the 3rd Plymouth District, has been our guest.
Thank you so much.
You got it. We will step aside. Top of the hour. When we come back, Dynamite Dave Wedge, co-author of Boston Strong Book, will be our guest right here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.